have asked, what would Martin say if he was here today? I have decided that there are some things that need to be said. You have all heard that I have been to the mountaintop and enjoyed years of peace over in the valley. Now I come back to you from the valley with new messages for America and the world. Your praise unto me, for I am only the guardian and the deliverer of the message. Know ye that the cord of destiny has been slipped. Pray ye that unless a mighty sweet wind blows away the cloud of confusion, the fate of all mankind, black, Jews, Arabs, Anglos, and Muslims alike, will suffer eternal damnation. And I come here today to let you know that God has always been and will always be on the side of the righteous. And in the 1800s, when Russia was attacked by Napoleon, French troops had reached all the way to Moscow. But God stepped in and a severe snowstorm sent Napoleon's Grand Army in retreat back to France. And let's not forget how God stepped in World War II, when the Allies had attacked the Germans in Normandy. And as the Allies pushed on into Germany, Hitler launched a counter-invasion that was called the Battle of the Bulge. And if it had not been for a divine wind, Hitler may have succeeded. But that wind blew on that day, and the German tanks were stuck in the mud because of the wind and the storm. And the Allies went on to defeat Hitler and the terrible Nazi regime. Unless a mighty sweet wind blows away the cloud of confusion, the fate of all mankind, blacks, Jews, Arabs, Anglos, and Mongols, will suffer eternal damnation. Unless that same sweet wind that blew on Calvary, that same sweet wind that blew across a manger in Bethlehem, unless that wind blows away the confusion, then the end is only a few seasons.